Did you just compare yourself to Gary Lineker?
And welcome to Strictly on the Sofa,
the show where we overanalyze every sequin, every heel turn, and every dance disaster, all from the comfort of our own living room. Brought to you from a new living room this week because I've moved house.
Is the reason behind our lack of our quietness in the last week. However, where, you know, big life events are more, you know,
yeah,
it's the only thing that could ever slightly be more important than Strictly. So
yeah,
I think it's I tried to
squeeze it in, but you know,
microphones in boxes. Lack of,
yeah, microphones in boxes. No Wi-Fi. It just everything conspired against me. But yeah, I'm all moved in now, and yeah, have caught up on Strictly, caught up on life, and I'm so excited. So should we start off with a little bit of, I know it's over a week ago now, but should we start off with a little bit of a, like, what happened at Blackpool?
Yes, we can't let Blackpool go without a big, like, say-so. The first one in 3 years? That's mad, isn't it? It felt like nature was healing. I was very emotional. I mean, it wasn't very emotional, but I was definitely, like, a bit, oh, we're in Blackpool. When they announced live from the Tower Ballroom.
I know, and I know that they make such a big fuss about it every year to the point where it gets a bit ridiculous, but, like, it was so nice to be back, and it's not a theme week, I guess, but it's, like, a special week where everyone pulls out all the stops, don't they? And I just thought the quality of all the dancing was amazing, and it was just such a good show.
I'd almost say the quality of this week's episode suffered slightly because of how amazing Blackpool was. Not that the quality was by any means low, just it felt more like a filler week, whereas because Blackpool was just so good. I also think it's just lovely to see the dance. It means so much to the dancers as much as everyone else. So, like, the pro dance when it was, like, their little selves, and I just thought that was so cute, and it's so nice to see sort of where they've come from in the ballroom world. I think that's so nice. I love that. Like, exactly. These are professionals. It's just nice.
I know.
They've grown up in such a different world.
Such a different world.
I would love to learn ballroom, you know. Still time. But yes, it's...
There's still time.
I think it really made Blackpool more special, didn't it? And just lovely. Should we talk about our highlights?
Yes. So, I'm just trying to think. It feels so long ago. Hans's American Smooth was one of the highlights for me.
Oh.
Gorgeous.
Absolutely stunning. So... fleet of foot, he really is.
And
really stylish.
And I think as well, Helen's quick step, like the fact that, like, ballroom, ballroom played really well in the ballroom. I really enjoyed both of those. About you? What were your highlights?
I mean, I just completely agree with yours, to be honest, but I'll add a few more. Fleur's couple's choice was really great, I thought. I did see people being like, oh, it was just running around. Like, and I'm the first one to call couple's choice running around, but I was like, what running around are you doing? Because I couldn't, like, this was more than running. Like, she was amazing, I thought. But the thing is, everyone knew she was going to be good at that, right? Like,
she's amazing. Yeah, I think that's why it, like, didn't hit as much for me. I don't know. I feel really mean saying this because it's the first 40 and it was so good. It really was. But I sort of was like, oh, she's a pop star. Like, this is pop dancing.
It annoyed me that the first 40 was a couple's choice.
And also, like, I don't know, in Blackpool, like, you want a bit more maybe of the traditional dances. I don't know. I didn't hate this at all. I thought it was really good. But I just felt like, I felt almost like she could have probably... maybe this isn't fair, she could have maybe done this dance before she did Strictly. if someone had given the choreo.
Yeah, she could definitely could have done. I mean, she is personally responsible for making Uptown Funk a hit here. Mark Ronson was really annoyed that she did it on X Factor because of how good she was and how everyone thought it was her song. She's so brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, that is her thing. That's, to be honest, this nation does not appreciate Fleur East in the way that they should. She should be our biggest pop star. And yet, the British public don't know how to vote, so. But, like, honestly, she's wonderful. Mm. We all knew she could do this. She did this on X Factor. It's what she... This is her bread and butter. This is what she's good at. And, yeah, so I totally agree with you. I think, as a... Like, it was still top tier, so I'm still, like, glad to see it, and I still think it was worth her 40. It is just, like... Yeah, but this is probably why Couples Choice, like, I don't know, annoys me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, because it's not the dance. It's not couples. It's not. It didn't annoy me in the way that Couples Choice sometimes does when it's like a free pass.
Mm.
Because it's hard, and it she did a really and it really and it felt hard. Like a proper street commercial dance, and it was really hard. But it also it still felt like a free pass, I guess.
Mm.
But it was amazing, and I thought it was a highlight. I mean, it fit the spectacle of Blackpool, didn't it?
It did.
I also really liked Kim's Paso Doble, which was second from the bottom on the leaderboard.
I know,
I loved
should not
it.
Have been. I really liked it. Yeah,
so
really,
it was so
really
good.
It
was very, like, again, I love it when she does the bits in sync with Graziano, like the clappy handy bits. I thought it was amazing. Really good, and. I'd love to see more of them. Obviously, very sad that they weren't here this week.
Yeah.
But hopefully they'll be there next week. Yeah, I feel like she's arrived.
Me too. And it's such a shame that, like, at this point, she's had to duck out for a week. But, I'm so excited when she gets back.
Completely.
Should we just talk quickly about the dance off Blackpool? Yes. And obviously the fact that Tyler went, which is sad. I didn't think he deserved to go that week, although it wasn't one of my favourites, but it was very good. It was really very good. And neither him nor Molly deserved to be in that dance off. I don't think Molly, like, definitely not Molly. And I felt so sorry for her. And I was so glad this week that Molly wasn't in the dance off, actually.
Yeah. Leaving her till last felt cruel.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I felt really sorry for Molly and Tyler. Tyler, it seems to me that you always go on your best... Oh, it feels like he went on his best dance, or like one of his best dances. Mm. I mean, he's not had a lot of bad dances, to be honest.
No, he's not really.
But I sort of noticed, like, I don't know if it's a trend, but of people going the week after their mediocre dance. Mm. So like Ellie's Scooby-Doo dance... Ellie Simmons, she went the week after it when she did a good dance.
Mm.
And it's like the public take a week to not like it. Do you know
it's
what I mean?
It's weird. Yeah, yeah. I do know what you mean.
Because Tyler's dance wasn't very good the week before, the Paso Doble. No, this was the Paso Doble, wasn't it? Was it? What did it go out on? No, it was a salsa. So like, the week before, his Paso Doble was like fine. It was good, but it was fine. This week, I mean, I'm never going to be... Blackpool is what I mean, you know, this week. I'm never going to be completely on board with a disco salsa, but I did really like it, and it was really watchable, and those lifts. No one deserves to go home when they're doing those lifts. That's insane. So, yeah, neither of them deserve to be there, but I am quite sad to see Tyler go on that dance. But I feel so sorry for him. I think... I can't work out what it is, whether it's just people not knowing her and a new pro, then the fact that I didn't like the styling of her jive very much, and I didn't like the song. Mm. I thought the song was a bit stop-starty, and I think what she really needed was, like, think of what they gave to Ashley Roberts for her jive, and how, like, perfect that was for a jive, and how it gets everyone on the feet. That I don't think anyone knows this. Well, I didn't know that song. And I don't know, I wouldn't ever listen to that song.
It's funny you brought up Ashley Roberts, because I think Molly is maybe suffering from the same thing of, like, the ringer thing. Like, she's a young pop star, and, like, and I don't agree with this, because I think she's really lovely and is trying really hard, but I think that doesn't always get you the audience vote, does it?
No.
I hope she sort of realises that. And that it's probably nothing to do with her, but actually that people are like, oh, you went to stage school, oh, you've probably danced before, you know, and therefore you don't have the journey in the same way.
Yeah,
but
completely.
I think, having said that, she has had a real journey. Like, the way that a few weeks ago we were saying, oh, she's not sort of showing the light and shade, like, she's really doing that now, and she's really bringing drama and, like, an edge to her performance, and she seems to have really learnt a lot from doing that. So... I am really enjoying watching her. I was so glad she wasn't in the dance-off this week, and I'm glad that she went through. So, yeah, just sad to have lost Tyler, to be honest.
I am just a little bit fed up that we're getting, like, either Fleur's in it or Molly's in it. Like, can we just give someone a break? Please. It's really stressful. I felt really sorry for Molly. And yeah, I agree. I hope she knows it's nothing to do with her personality or anything like that. She is beloved. But like, it's just the ring of a factor. It is the ring of a factor because everyone expects Fleur to be good as well, right? So
yeah.
And also, they were both on 35, middle of the leaderboard this week. Like, yeah. I know this is this week, so I am sort of combining the two. I don't know if everyone's seen, like, Fleur was in the dance-off this week. But I'm sure you have if you're listening to this. I don't know why I'm always so scared about spoiling people. but yeah, I just think it's a... The dance-offs are just hard.
It's just
Tyler
hard.
Didn't deserve
it's
to go.
Hard.
Like,
No. Oh, well,
but nor did Molly, so.
Nor did Molly. And that's the way of the warrior. So, I don't know. Shall we move on to this week?
Yes.
Mainly because it's just fresher in my mind and I have more thoughts on it.
Oh, I do just want to say one quick thing. I loved Will Mellor's Samba. Will Mellor came
actually,
back for me. It feels like he had a little bit of a dip and now he's back.
Yeah.
100%. So because when we talk about him this week, also he's back. So, I really liked his Samba quite a lot.
I mean, I loved his Charleston this week. It was
I
really
thought you
good.
Would. It's so your style.
Do you think? I wasn't sure about the music choice, if I'm honest. But I loved everything else about it.
I just thought, like, Nancy looked so cool.
Nancy looked super cool, yeah.
And I was like, I think Flo will enjoy this. And also, I think I'd have liked to see a more cheeky Charleston with him. Because he's a funny guy, right? So
he's a cheeky guy, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been really nice to see him do that other side of him, again. Because didn't he do quite a rocky... didn't he do a rocky jive?
Yeah,
the first week,
like
so
look,
of those two dancers, it'd be nice to see. Yeah. Although it was, I didn't hate the style of Charleston, and I did think it was different. So I was like, and it
memorable.
Was nice to see. It, like you can do Charlestons in lots of different ways, but you still had all the elements that were right, and it was memorable. Yeah, exactly. I thought it was really good, and I just think he was right to be top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, was he top of the leaderboard? My goodness, hang on a minute.
Yeah, he got 38. Including 2 10s, which I imagine we're going to talk about the 10s that were flying around this week. I thought this probably did deserve at least 1 10 because I thought it was really good. And I can't see where he went wrong.
Yeah. I don't know. It felt really good. I don't know if it felt like a Charleston... Oh my god.
Charleston.
I'm looking at what is on the screen and just reading it. I don't know if it felt like a 10 to me. I feel like 9s. And I can't put my finger on why. Maybe it was literally just the music choice. Because it was really, really good.
Yeah. Maybe it just was.
I think you're right, though. I think he's right to be at the top of the leaderboard with that. I enjoyed
it. So, by that sort of measure, do you think that the judges need to take a step back and stop giving out 10s? Because I feel like it is getting easier to earn one.
Yeah. I know the standard gets higher and higher every year, but...
Yeah, 100%. The standard's especially high this year, it really is.
Yeah, and, like, what was a 10, like, 10 years ago would not be a 10 now. But I think there's so... the sort of 10 excitement has kind of... It's lost a bit of its spark, do you know what I mean? I feel like Craig's 10 is now what any 10 used to be. It's so, oh, my God...
Elusive.
Can't believe it. Exactly.
But the thing is, it's almost too elusive. Craig's is like the other extreme.
I know.
I agree with everything you just said, basically. Like, I just think it is important to note that the standard is especially high. I mean, all the way along we've been saying that it's been hard to lose people this year because everyone either has potential or is stone cold brilliant. So it's really hard to...
Exactly.
No, really. But do you want to go, seeing as we started at the top of the leaderboard, do you want to throw things around a bit and go down the leaderboard?
Why not? Ooh, let's shake it up. Innovation.
Shake it up. So speaking of random 10s, this is going to be a hard one for me, because next on the leaderboard is Hamza.
Yeah.
And I don't think he deserved a 10.
Oh, that's so sad.
It pains me to say it.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I don't know how to feel about this one, because at the end of it, I was like, wow, that was amazing, that was so good. And I think I've been focusing on, his top half and his frame and everything, and I've definitely been focusing on Jovita and her legs flicking all over the place and those lifts, and then Craig and Anton started going on about his legs and footwork, and I was like, I can't actually say that I looked at them or not. And on the slowed down bit, you know, when they kind of recap it, I did see actually maybe it's not all there. So I was like 10 for the vibes, but actually maybe it should have been a 9.
Yeah, I think, dare I say 8. Right, so the thing was, I really enjoyed the dance. It was really, really good. But we know what Hamza's capable of. I think it's American Smooth last week. Definitely deserved all the 10s it got. So we know what a 10 from Hamza looks like. And I just don't think this was it. It was brilliant. And everything Shirley and Motsi said was true. I think he is an excellent partner. And the only reason Jovita could do all of that stuff was because of how sturdy Hamza was. And they're right to say that. But the bits when he was doing his kicks and flicks, they weren't staccato enough.
Yeah.
And they looked a bit awkward. And so I would have said 8 would have been fair. Because 8 is not... This is the thing. 8 is not a bad score.
It is not a bad score. I know.
And so I feel like we're treating anything less than 10 as something that's really bad. But actually, 8 is a very high score.
Yeah, which... So, if you look at the leaderboard this week, Craig gave out 2 5s. So, in comparison to that, 8 is, very, very good. Whereas, the others... did not do that.
Yeah, and Anton being you look like a Bradford City centre forward, and then 9 really made me laugh.
That was such a terrible comment. What the hell was he on about?
Stop, agreed though.
Did you?
low-key agreed. Although maybe he put it a bit more harshly than I intended, especially if he was intending to give it a 9. That's an 8 comment, in my opinion. Well, just because it looked like... Flo, this is coming from a person who thinks that football is an art form. So, you know, I maybe wouldn't have said Bradford. I'd be a centre-forward for Manchester United. Jack Grealish, maybe. You know, beautiful calves, but not quite what you want in the ballroom. That's what I'd have said. But to be very specific. But yeah, I didn't think it was a 10. I thought it was brilliant. The atmosphere was so good. Jovita is a... genius.
Amazing.
She's so
brilliant,
good.
Isn't she? And I love how she's getting all these comments and praise from the judges. She really deserves it.
She does. She really does. I hope she gets dances every year. She's a firm fan favourite. And also, not to speculate, but every time I see Hamza and her doing interviewing, I'm like, they're madly in love.
They must be. There's no other alternative. There's no other explanation for it.
Well, he was untying her shoelaces, and I'm just going to say, what the schoolyard taught me is that is flirting. So, may as well be pulling her pigtails. No, I'm joking, obviously, but I would love it for them. I'd hate it for me, but I'd love it for them.
Yeah. Well done. I think you've been very objective this week in your critique of Hamza. I'm proud of you.
Still love him forever.
Of course. That
my
is
king.
Not saying.
Should we talk about Molly?
Tango.
Is it too soon to do the bad guy tango after Kelvin did it in 2019?
Yeah, I thought that when they announced students on Tuesday, I was like, too soon.
Yeah, it's another and one. It's not the like Doctor Who all over again, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not like they did a different version of the song or something.
Or
and I don't
dance
think it's
to
a
it.
Great tango song anyway.
I do.
It's a bit too. A bit too whispery.
It doesn't really have a lot of light and shade, does it?
Mm.
So it's all the way through. It's it doesn't have a big change. Because there was the moment that I loved in the dance was a bit where Carlos pulled her back by her shirt. I thought it was really good. It was just really dramatic. Mm. And I don't think the song ever builds to the same level of drama as that.
Mm. Exactly.
And I can see why they would do it for Halloween, which is what they did for Kelvin. Because it fits that. And it is a good, it's got a lot of do-do-do-do-do-do bits, which would be good to walk to. But I'm not sure I was convinced by its, like, I was like, of all the songs out there, is it the one that I must use again?
Yeah.
Probably not. It's not like Feeling Hot, is it? Which is like, you can see why they've used that a lot of times. Or Build Me Up Buttercup.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not.
Has it been as serious as Strictly Come Dancing if they haven't had Build Me Up Buttercup?
Yeah, literally. Exactly. But yeah, nonetheless, I thought it was so good. And you're right, the light and shade that she brings to it now.
So great.
She's got the drama down. She's a good actress, you know.
She is.
A good performer.
Mm-hmm.
And her and Carlos have obviously gelled so well. I was so glad not to see her in the dance-off.
Me too. I'd really like to see her in the final, you know.
Yeah, I think she has enough to get her there.
Yeah, I think so. But it's just, does she have the audience votes? That's the thing.
Mm.
Time will tell.
She deserves to have them. She really does.
She does.
Speaking of who else deserves the votes, I mean, have you finished with your Molly critiques?
I have.
I mean, there was nothing much to critique, really, was there?
No, it was just really good.
Just really good. And I think sometimes, is that awful to say? I think that might be the problem. She's just really good. And
yeah.
I think we're all, like, the British public a nightmare. We're like, oh yeah, that was really good, as if we could do it. And like, obviously we can't, it must be really hard. Maybe we're just like, oh, she makes it look effortless, therefore it must be effortless. That's not how it works. Anyway, I thought it was amazing, but also this is part of the problem. She was tied with Fleur on 35. So, you know, doing that to the two people who were being the dance off the most difficult, you know. Maybe you are overmarking people if there's people constantly tied on this leaderboard. On the other hand, I do not think these two were overmarked. I thought their scores were fair. Maybe Craig could have thrown another line to one of them, I don't know. But yeah, should we talk about Fleur's rumba?
Yes.
What did you think?
I liked this. I loved the music choice. Great.
So but, much.
Given that we went to see Sugar Babes just the other week, I was just all there for it. I enjoyed this. I think it wasn't... I basically just agreed with the judges' comments that it wasn't... It was almost too controlled or almost a bit too thinking about the technique. I don't really know. It wasn't
bad.
They
can't tell her off for one and then be annoyed when it goes to the other one, though.
I know.
And I am sick of the, oh, you're not all mad now out there. Like, I mean, I can see where they're coming from. Like, I think she's harnessing a power. I think that's what they're trying to say, harness it. But it is also like, stop saying it now. I don't know. Yeah, I enjoyed this. I thought it was really good. Thought it lacked a bit of hip action in the first time that she danced it on Saturday night. In the dance-off, I think she added the hip action and did what they told her to do. I can see what they've said about, like, leading, you know, through the floor and, like, maybe that she was overthinking it. But again, you can't... Either she's overthinking it or she's not thinking about it enough. Like, which one? but I still think she's come on a long way. I think she's had... Again, like, Molly has had a journey. I feel like she's really learnt. It doesn't feel like she's waiting to do Couple's Choice anymore. And I think it maybe in the first couple of weeks it did.
Yeah.
I think Vito's got his choreography down now. Yeah. I think that... I thought the rumba was really passionate and really great between the two of them. I thought it was visibly a rumba, which is, again, nothing to be sniffed at. Sometimes that's quite hard. I thought the splits... I think it was almost a... I mean, I know Will and Molly were amazing, and I don't actually know where Fleur came in the running order, but I think it felt like the first dance where I was like, actually, I'm well into this. Where I was like, oh my God, the bit where she did the half splits and when she span around him, I was like, this is amazing. I'm enjoying this. So I thought it was a really good rumba. Lacked... Definitely, like, not a 10, but I would say 8s and 9s is really fair.
I agree with that.
Really good. A shame to see it in the dance-off, but I did think she improved it in the dance-off. But yeah, what a song. I'm so glad as much as someone chose Bad Guy, you know, the Strictly producers give and the Strictly producers taketh away, because I really enjoyed the Sugar Babes.
Exactly.
Sugar Babes with hand drums. Loved it. And also I love a wintry ballad at this time of year. Shall we talk about Helen's Samba?
I thought 5 from Craig for this was way harsh. Oh
my God.
So mean.
I mean, we love Tony, and we're saying that Tony was, that fives were harsh for Tony. So
I know.
For Helen.
I know. I am just loving seeing her grow in confidence.
Oh, me too. I'm so glad she's acknowledging it as well.
Yeah.
She deserves to be able to acknowledge that sort of growth.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So yeah, I really enjoyed this. I think this isn't much of a podcast because all I'm doing is coming on here going, I agree with the judges' comments.
Hey, maybe the judges are right.
Did. Like, that it was really good, but then in places there wasn't quite the, like, you know, the, like, what's the word, like,
I can't
remember. My brain is just absolutely fried.
Is your brain packed away in a box somewhere?
It is. Oh,
I tease.
I basically agree that it was probably about an 8. Like, it was good. I think she still can let loose even more, but she's growing in confidence, and technically, you know, she's really improving. And so, yeah, overall, really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I mean, 5 was harsh. I'd have probably said 7s and 8s.
Mm.
Maybe 8s. Although, it's a hard one because I think she did really well with it. And one thing I'll say in absolutely her favour is that Samba is really, really difficult. Once again, we talk about this all the time, Faye Toza said it could get in the sea. and it's obviously a really hard dance, and I think we almost forgot how hard it is because of how good she is at it.
Mm.
Like, there was no... I felt like there was no one making excuses for her. Which usually happens in a Samba if it's really difficult and they don't do so well with it.
Exactly.
So it obviously wasn't a bad fist of it.
Comes in going, oh, Samba's so hard and I did it so badly every time. Oh.
Literally. So, nobody likes the Samba, at least of all me.
and everyone's sorry, like, shut up, Anton, everyone loves the Samba. Like, what are you on about?
Danny Max is famous. exactly. So I think that says a lot for how good the standard her standard was, but it was just less than her standard, maybe.
Mm.
And it was, I don't know if she was out of her comfort zone. I don't know if she went wrong a bit early on and then maybe couldn't,
maybe.
Was thinking about the fact that she went wrong. I don't know. But I felt like it lacked just a little something. I also think it was more, it was meant to be like a silly, like, it wasn't a Samba like Danny Max or Fleurs, was it? It was meant to be like a cutesy Samba.
Mm.
And that almost puts her on a back foot anyway, doesn't it? Also, can we talk about Gorka popping his shirt open? Like, his powers. It's like he did it with his mind. Does it just, if you're a ballroom dancer, do they teach you that in classes?
This week we're going to be learning the shirt popping move.
I mean, very helpful, I'm sure. I'm sure. You know, really makes a Samba pop. I didn't mean to make that pun, but here we are.
So I just think with Helen that, like, the traditional, the ballrooms, the Charleston, the more old school dances just suit her better, I think. And, like, the Samba, and I felt the same with the salsa. Like, she kind of got through it with, like, a bit of a grin plastered on her face, but it wasn't her biggest comfort zone.
No.
So I enjoyed it, but I'm looking forward to seeing her doing more of, like her American Smooth last week. No, Quickstep last week, sorry, Quickstep last week.
I think it's also really interesting that although they were saying, like, the traditional old school stuff is more her vibe, her Quickstep wasn't particularly, like, traditional.
You're right,
She's just good at, like, I think, but I still think, you're right, like, ballroom's her bag, for definite, but I just think it's interesting that, like, she still has range within that. Like, she's not just, oh, I can only do a foxtrot multiple ways. I thought her Quickstep last week was so good. Actually, surely a 40, but apparently not. So I really loved it. Hamza thought it was a 40 from the Claudatorium. So, you know.
Clever guy.
In Hamza we trust, so. So I liked this. I liked the styling. I think... it was fine. Not her best. Like,
not her best, but, not her worst.
But, like, in any other year, it wouldn't have been that low. Like, I mean, it's 29, that's still a good score. People were getting 32s at this point, and it's a good score.
Mm.
It's just the standard this year is mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is mad that we've got like 38, 37, 35s.
Yeah. And I do think that anyone left in this could be in the final.
Like, yeah, they're all potential finalists.
I could see all of them. Yeah.
Maybe we should do a who we want to see in the final at the end of this. Or is that too... Because it's at quarterfinals next week. Too soon?
No, I think it's not too soon. I just don't know if I've decided yet. I think it's still quite open for me. I haven't got like one front one favourite. I think Hamza's getting there, but like I still, beyond that, I still haven't got like...
Getting there?
Well, like, I love everyone so much. So
getting
getting there as in like getting to be my favourite, but...
But
I
he's
still
in like
really...
pole position.
Yeah. No, I really, like, he's great. He is probably my favourite, but just, I love everyone. It's too hard to choose. They're all my babies. They're all my favourites.
Probably her favourite, she says.
Anyway.
Well, I know what you mean. Every time I think I've got my top four decided, I remember another person that's still competing,
exactly.
And I'm like, no!
This is what I'm saying.
So, yeah. But Hamza's got one of the slots, by far.
Definitely. He's got one of my finalist slots, for sure.
I think Hamza and Fleur have got two of my spots.
Ooh,
and then the other two are really hard.
Because
I really want Kim in the final. Because I want to see that rumba again. However, I want Helen in the final, and I also want Will in the final. Hey, but you're right, Molly would be great in the final as well. So like, this is really...
This is the problem.
I wouldn't be upset if Molly was in the final at all.
It's too difficult.
So I don't want to see Molly go out on Musicals Week. She seems like a musical theatre kid.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, a blot in Hamza's copybook is that he doesn't know what musicals are.
He doesn't know what they are?
Oh, he has... Yeah. Not in like, I was like, sir.
Well, that's
sir.
Like, you can teach him.
I could
he
teach
seems
him.
Like he's
I think he seems open-minded.
Yeah.
I'll
exactly.
take him to see like really good ones that he'll like. I'm trying to think of any off the top of my head.
Exactly. Shall we talk about the last person on the leaderboard? And unfortunately,
yes.
The person who went out this week, it's Ellie Taylor.
I mean, it was her time. I think doesn't
I
make
think
it any easier
it.
This year
no.
because we all love everyone, but it did feel like her time.
It did. I think it probably felt like her time kind of last week, unfortunately.
But again, that's what I'm saying. Someone does a less good dance than their usual standard. Even though, actually, to be honest, I actually really liked last week's dance. I didn't like the bit where she flew. I thought it looked like those... I tweeted this. I said it looked like the bit in, you know, in the arcades, those little swings, like you strap a child into like the little chair and then it goes round. It looked like that. I was like, this is weird. Why? What's the point of this? You're flying her up to make her come down. Like, nonsense. It added nothing to the dance at all.
It didn't add anything. It was so weird.
It was insane.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I thought her dance last week showed how much she'd improved generally. Like, I thought her...
Yeah.
I think she looked really elegant and comfortable. And she's obviously really comfortable in hold with it. Like, that's sort of been her her bag all the way through, isn't it? Although, she sort of goes either way, which is terrible. Because I'm sure I've said before, in hold she looks like she's thinking more, because I think she is thinking more. I can't work out whether she...
Yeah.
So,
I think the thing is, I could never quite get over the fact that she looked like she was thinking.
Yeah.
I think that all never quite left. And, like,
no,
even.
It didn't.
She's definitely. Her performance skills have got so much better. And, like, this jive was really good. But I think that it was. It still felt like she was sort of doing the steps.
Yeah.
For me. So, yeah. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I agree. Entirely.
I did like it. But it just wasn't up to the standard of everyone else, basically. So I've enjoyed watching Ellie and Johannes, but it did feel like it was their time, and I would have been more gutted to see anyone else in that lineup from last night go. So
I agree. I completely agree. I still felt like she was doing it at 85%. Which I don't...
Yeah.
I feel like she never lost that feeling, which is hard because she was obviously enjoying it so much. So I'm not saying that it was consciously 85%, But yeah, I just think it was their time to, basically. But it's still a loss for the show because they were such great personalities. I know loads of people looked forward to seeing what they would do every week. And I think they were just enjoying each other's company so much that I just think it's, you know, it's week 10. This, you've got to be enjoying more than each other's company at that point, maybe. Not to be harsh, but I still thought they were...
Yeah, I agree.
I thought last week was one of her best dances, if not her best, particularly in ballroom, because, as you said, like, incrementally speaking, her performance has got better, and incrementally she has been thinking less, but she hasn't completely lost it, and the jive this week was a bit... I don't know. They were right in saying that the kicks got better at the end. I didn't think it was bad. It was by no means a beginner jive. Like, she's definitely learnt a lot. And her musicality's got a lot better, I think.
Yeah.
I think they were a lot more in sync in this than they were in the Hocus Pocus dance, actually. But it was also just, like, not the standard of everyone else, which doesn't necessarily mean anything, because at one point I did want Tony in the final. But probably, actually, by this point, I might not also be saying that.
You don't... Yeah, you don't know how it would have worked out, do you? But, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm sad to see them go. And also their speech at the end when he was, like, embrace... When... Ellie said that Johanna's was like, embrace your weird, and I was like,
aww, that's sweet.
I thought it was very sweet. And they had chemistry, didn't they? Did. What else was I going to say that I thought was great about them? Oh, I know. So, you know how I judge the winner by whoever's delivered the most iconic dances in that series? Which, to be honest, makes Kim in the final for me. Because her rumba, her samba, and her paso doble have all been in the iconic dances group for me. But, anywho, that's not what I meant to do. I was like, Ellie delivered one of the most memorable dances Strictly has ever seen in that casualty dance. And so, like, we'll always have that casualty dance. Which was a... It was a serviceable tango and iconic at the start. So, like, yeah. We'll always have that. And I would almost say, if Judy Love's Samba last year was the dance of the season, that casualty dance, you could make a good argument for it.
Strong words.
That's all I'm saying.
Strong words.
So, obviously sad to see them go and to give them their dues, the most iconic dance of the series.
Absolutely. Well done, Ellie, and well done, Johannes. Another end of another week. And it's musicals week next week.
I know. Oh, wait for me to be disappointed by tunes on Tuesday. I won't be. I'm sure they'll come through. If I don't get a dance to MAME, I'm kicking off. I have to. My hopes are always too high. I literally will not be pleased until I get Valjean's confession.
Let's see what happens. Let's wait for Tuesday and see what happens.
I love it. Musicals week's gonna be fun. Also, could you remember when it literally took us 3 hours to record this?
I know, we've just zoomed through today and we had two episodes to...
Even when I was watching it on Saturday, I was like, it's over?
I know.
I cannot believe it.
I think because we've obviously lost, like, with Kim not dancing this week, we've obviously, like, lost two people in one go, so... Yeah,
that's true. And we're getting near to two dances stage. That's usually the semi-final, isn't it?
So
musicals week, two dances time. Oh, the final's coming around all too quickly.
Well, thank you everyone for listening. Sorry again for being a week late, but I hope you enjoyed this slightly bumper edition. And we'll see you next week for another episode of Strictly on the Sofa.
Let us know your thoughts if we've... you know, not covered something properly, or, you know, I was watching the World Cup coverage the other day and I was not happy about how they weren't effusive enough over Marcus Rashford, and maybe you feel the same about what we're talking about. So do let us know, because I would love to tell Gary Lineker personally that he doesn't talk about Marcus Rashford effusively enough.
Did you just compare yourself to Gary Lineker?
Yes, I did. By accident, though. Delusions of grandeur, my friend. Delusions. Also, in honour of Musicals Week, sorry, I'm making this episode about 10 minutes longer than it needs to be. In honour of Musicals Week, I learnt the phrase delusions. I learnt the phrase delusions of grandeur from Wicked. So, there we go.
Aww,
don't tell me musicals aren't educational, ladies and gentlemen. thank you so much for listening, and please get in touch on all of our platforms and emails, and we'll love to hear from you. Have a good week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. See you for musicals.